The Minister for Health, Jennifer Carl McNeill, has said women with severe complex endometriosis have been failed by a lack of understanding of the condition in Ireland. New figures show there are currently 747 women on waiting lists for endometriosis surgery in Ireland, and 175 of these women have been waiting between 3 and 6 months. Our reporter Aisling Kenny has the story and she joins me now in studio. We should start with definitions. What is it? What is endometriosis and how does it impact women and their health?
Yes, Mary. Well, endometriosis is a debilitating disease where tissue similar to the lining of the womb grows in other parts of the body. Now, in some cases, it affects organs like the bladder and the bowel, and patients with the disease often have a chronic pain. It was described to me as being like ivy, usually growing in the pelvic region, including on the ovaries and on the fallopian tubes.
And Aisling, women have been travelling abroad to countries like Romania and Spain for treatment. Why have they had to do this?
Well, the Endometriosis Association of Ireland, that's a charity that supports women with the condition, says hundreds of women are travelling abroad for surgery due to a lack of specialist services in Ireland. Now, figures obtained by myself and my colleague Roisin Cullen show that over 500 women have travelled to 3 specialist endometriosis clinics in Romania, Spain and the UK over the last 3 years. That's just figures from 3 centres. And Endometriosis Ireland says the total number of women actually going abroad is much higher.
You've been hearing from the women, speaking to them about how the disease has impacted their lives.
Yes, I have. I spoke to numerous women over the past few weeks who suffer with the condition. I put a post out on social media and it got hundreds of replies, hundreds of responses from women. One of those women is Lucy Byrne from Cabinteely in Dublin, who started having excruciating pain when she was 17 due to endometriosis.
This sort of pain would have me screaming in the car. I remember like my first experience of the pain when I was 17, before I went on the pill, I would be screaming, crying in the car and begging my mum to not let me go to school, throwing up. I couldn't believe how bad the pain was.
Now, she said doctors couldn't help her here in Ireland and she was forced to go to Bucharest in Romania for specialist treatment.
In my initial scan, they said they saw it right away. They said I had endometriosis and adenomyosis. My MRI lit up like a Christmas tree. She was able to point out all the sections. It was in numerous organs. When I spoke to the specialist in Romania, he said that they had to move a lot of my organs to see it. There's obvious endo lesions, and then there's ones that are a bit kind of paler and harder to spot. And that's why you really need an expert for expert excision surgery.
Now, Mary, I also spoke to another woman called Amy Burns from County Wicklow, who suffered with complex endometriosis since she was 14. She's been in and out of hospitals over the last 10 weeks, but she says she can't get any answers from doctors here. Now, she recorded this clip from a Dublin hospital last night.
I'm sitting in a bathroom recording this with a catheter attached to my leg at 31 years of age, and I should be at home with my son tucking him into bed. I should be tucking my son into bed. But instead, every single day it's debilitating. Every single day it's a struggle. The pain is so sharp, it's so intense. It radiates down my back, it radiates down my legs. I feel it in my toes. I feel it when I go to bed. I go to sleep with it. I wake up with it. It's repeat. It is constant repeat. This is not a bad period. It is not something that you get once a month. I am struggling every single day.
That's Amy Burns there in Aisling. You asked the HSE for a breakdown of figures on the numbers suffering with the disease and for the numbers that are going abroad for treatment, and they weren't available to you.
Yes, I did. Now, just to put it into context, it's estimated that over 300,000 women in Ireland have the disease and around 30,000 are complex cases. However, the HSE says it doesn't record data on this particular disease. It said the number is included in the general gynaecology figures. Now, I spoke to the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carol McNeill, yesterday, and in an interview, she told me it was unacceptable that the HSE was not recording the figures on the number of women seeking treatment abroad under the cross-border directive.
On the treatment abroad, you're absolutely correct. I cannot tell you now without the women telling me how many women travelled in 2025 or 2024. I need to know what
it
costs.
Is that acceptable to you as a woman, as the Minister for Health?
It's not acceptable. It's absolutely not acceptable.
What have you said to the HSE about this?
I have said that I need to know how many have gone. I need to know how many are planning to go so that we can try to find better ways to support them. I need to know this. And it is not okay to just lump this into gynaecology generally, a gynaecological procedure. It is so, if you are at the point where you're looking to travel for surgery, whether it's to London, to Greece, to Romania, to people have gone to the United States, it has gotten through the body. There are women with whole systems from their shoulders to their pelvis and beyond that have been impacted in this way. And it is literally parts of their organs sticking together in different ways. Can you imagine the pain?
Now, Minister Carol McNeill has been meeting women this week who have the disease, and she said it was unacceptable that they had to find expertise themselves in other countries because not enough is being done here to support them. In a statement, the HSE said it acknowledged that endometriosis care in Ireland has historically been challenging. It said that for that reason, the management of the disease has been established as a key priority for the HSE.
Jennifer Carol McNeill is the Minister for Health. So what's she planning to do to improve the services here and help women?
She is, Mary. Well, expert-led excision surgery apparently is the best treatment for the management of the disease long term. Now, two super regional specialist centres have been developed by the government for the management of complex endometriosis. They're based in Talla University Hospital and Cork University Maternity Hospital. However, RTE News has obtained figures showing that only half of the posts at the Cork Specialist Centre have been filled. Now, the minister said she is planning to bring in expertise from other countries to train doctors here in this particular excision surgery.
When it gets incredibly complex, when it becomes multi-system, when it's on the bladder, when it's on the bowel, we need more expertise. We also need better partnerships between colorectal surgeons and the other surgeons who are performing the excision surgery. Because what you want, or what you don't want, is a woman who's having excision surgery and there to be a long-term impact on her bowel, a long-term impact on her bladder. So we need these competences together, working together, and that's the level of care that we want to deliver. Now, we have some of the steps taken to create those teams, but we have an awful lot of work to do.
How long will it take to get those services in place, do you think?
It will depend on, I have created funding to immediately employ another colorectal surgeon. We are looking at the capacity that we have, that women have pointed out to me within the system already, to be able to join things together an awful lot better. I will be inviting the top surgeons to come to Ireland to do additional training with our own surgeons. That's dependent on their availability and capacity.
2 years ago, the government announced a national framework aimed at improving the care that women receive here. It hasn't published. Why
not? Yeah, that's right, Mary. Well, as you said, there's an endometriosis framework. Apparently, it will set out a defined clinical care pathway. It was announced by the then government. That was over 2 years ago, but still, as you said, hasn't been published. I asked the minister why the framework has been delayed for so long. Minister Carol McNeill said she is agreeing the pathways with GPs at the moment. She said the framework is on her desk and she is expected to publish it within the next couple of weeks. The Endometriosis Association of Ireland says that framework must be published as soon as possible.
And that report from Aisling Kenny at 27 minutes past 8.